Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. The offseason rolls on, your questions roll in, so let's get to some answers. The first question comes from Jill in Golden, Colorado. What is the typical growth path of a rookie who doesn't start in year one? Well, there are a lot of factors that go into this, and it's probably a case-by-case basis if you really want to take a look at it and get an accurate answer. But I think a lot of it has to do with how much that player is expected to play in the upcoming season, because the more that player is expected to play in games, the more time he's going to get in practice and in meetings, and the more times a player gets in practice and in meetings, the more his development is going to progress. So you look at Anthony Barr and Teddy Bridgewater and even Shamar Stephen last season. All those guys played a bunch in all of our games, and that accelerated their growth path. The next question comes from Becker. Do you think the Vikings will pursue more wide receivers or running backs in free agency? Well, I think the wide receiver class is stronger in free agency this year, but really a lot of that depends on what happens with Adrian Peterson. If the Vikings know he's going to be back, then they probably aren't going to pursue many running backs in free agency, because we have a good stable of running backs, including Matt Asiata, who did a great job stepping up for us in 2014. But if Adrian Peterson is not going to be back, then not only do the Vikings have to look at what they can do at wide receiver, but they may also have to look at running back to see if they can complement Matt Asiata if he returns, and second-year guy Jerick McKinnon. The next question comes from Andrew. Do you see the Vikings addressing a different need at number 11 other than wide receiver? It's going to be tempting to take a wide receiver at number 11, because this year's draft class of receivers is also very strong. There are five receivers, maybe six, that a lot of people can see going in the first round. So more than likely, there's going to be a very good receiver sitting there at number 11. The question is, do the Vikings need a receiver more, or do they need a player at a different position more? There are certainly a lot of spots on defense where the Vikings could upgrade the talent level. Cornerback would be a great pick at number 11, and so would linebacker. Ultimately, we're not going to know the answer to this question until we see what the team does in free agency. Our next question comes from across the pond in the United Kingdom. Steve asks, why do people keep picking offensive tackles as our first round draft pick? I assume Steve is talking about a lot of mock drafts. You have to remember, the one thing about mock drafts at this stage, it's a guessing game. If you look at the Vikings situation at offensive tackle, you have two good starters. Matt Khalil, I know he was criticized heavily early in the season, but he finished great in 2014, had a great second half of the season, was one of our better offensive linemen over the final eight games. And then you have Phil Loadholt. He's coming back from an injury. So given all of that, plus all of the injuries the Vikings had in other spots on the offensive line, you can see why people might pick offensive linemen as a selection for the Vikings at number 11. They need to increase their depth at the position. Our next question also is about the offensive line. Kevin from Brainerd asks, we haven't heard much this offseason about Brandon Fusco. How is his recovery going? It's going very well. He's been rehabbing hard. I think he's going to be ready to go. No official update on his recovery process, but odds are he's going to be ready to go for the offseason program, perhaps, and certainly for next season. The last question comes from Chris in Montrose. With all the pro days, college all-star games, and advances in technology, do you really feel the combine still has value to teams? Most certainly I do. The combine is one of the most important events of the offseason, and if it didn't have value, teams wouldn't still go. Teams still do go. It's the epicenter of the NFL for a week coming up here in February. And again, if it wasn't important, teams wouldn't go. And actually, with the advances in technology and the pro days, the combine becomes more important, because that's where teams can get face to face with players, not on the field, but in the meeting rooms, and they can get their medical evaluations from players at the combine as well. So yep, the combine remains a very important part of the offseason calendar. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. Thanks for watching. Remember, we'll be back next week with a pre-combine edition of the Pick Six, so please submit your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And before we go, remember to stay tuned to Vikings.com all week next week, because we'll be in Indianapolis covering the combine from beginning to end. Everything you need to know about what the Vikings are doing in Indy and what's happening on the field at the combine, you can find on Vikings.com.